King James the first was a gallant king. No Edward, no Richard, nor Henry like him. He preserved his kingdoms in peace all his days. He was pious, religious, and virtuous always. He had love to his subjects, and they loved to him. And in all things he was fit for a king. When as he went to heaven, he left peace and wealth, and he left posterity like to himself. Charles, his son, which was murdered by harms, despised by some subjects who soon took up arms, and then in the rebellion a great many rose, and would take upon them their king to oppose. Some malignant humours would needs fight the crown, and murdered King Charles to keep monarchy down. The subjects' persecution in this it was shown, for what it cost England it's very well known. If I his transactions to you should repeat, it would be a volume too large and too great. What dismal distractions this prince waded through, by rebellious actions was more than anew. Yet he for his foes most heartily prayed, and told them to die that he was not afraid. His blood cries like Abel's from the ground to this day, against all those rebels that took it away. Then Charles the second was king in his place, but they took crown in possession and thought him too base. They a new power would needs have set up. They styled Oliver Cromwell, but he lasted not. The crown then lay useless, which was worn so long. Some would fain have worn it, but durst not put it on. The king then was absent, though here he did reign, and the crown it lay lurking till Charles came again. Young Charles brought the banner of peace in his arms. His sight caused a whole army to lay down their arms. He brought joy and freedom to each true cavalier, brought that ith front which had long been ith rear. This nation distracted again he did cure, the laws bravely acted and ruled by his power. His grief was our trouble, though we durst not complain, but our joys they did double when Charles came again. For passing of wrongs he a David might be, for meekness a Moses at all times was he. Like Job for his patience was he all along, for wit and for wisdom a King Solomon. But he's gone to heaven with saints for to reign, and there to be crowned with a new diadem. His obliging presence I cannot forget, there's thousands in the nation that mourn for him yet. Now gracious King William, rule thou in his place, since thou to the crown and the kingdom a grace. Thou'rt one of the line, and I greatly concede, thou wilt never decline nor degenerate. Thou'rt garnished with faculties fit for a prince, with wit, learning, valor, the same to advance. God bless thee from foes, and increase thee in wealth, and let angels attend and bless thee in health. Let's pay our allegiance to William, our king, then we shall have friendship and favor from him. When the head and body unites, it is brave. I hope that great mercy amongst us we'll have. I hope that brave England will flourish again, for the king has granted liberty our peace to maintain, and we will serve him as long as we can. To wait on our prince will be free every man. But when subjects like Absalom would be in rule, and are so audacious their king to control, divisions break unity and spoils it quite. A kingdom that's divided to stand is not like. Then let every man be content with his place, for that's the best way for a man to keep safe. But when servants turn masters, I like no such thing. We should soon have no subjects, but all would be king.